Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, there is none other God. There is none other God like you. There is none other God but you. And Lord, we give you our thanks and our praise for all that you have done for us, that you've given your Son unto death and raised him from the dead, that you have sent your Holy Spirit into our hearts to give us faith to believe. All these things you have done for us, as we are unworthy, you still love us, and we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. The Lord is risen. Please be seated. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Cleopas and another disciple were on a late Sunday afternoon Easter walk. The historian Eusebius tells us that Cleopas was the brother of Joseph, Jesus' father. In other words, this Cleopas was probably Jesus' uncle. And from the same historian, we learn that Cleopas' son, named Simeon, was the second bishop of Jerusalem. It is very likely that Simeon was walking with his father, Cleopas, that first Easter afternoon. And whether they were Jesus' relatives or not, we do know for sure that these two were disciples of Jesus, not two of the 12, but two of the 70 or the 72. They knew Jesus, and they knew him fairly well. We are told Jesus drew near to them and went with them. We don't know where he came from or how he came, but draw near he did. Even though he walked and talked with them and they knew him, two disciples of Jesus did not recognize him. How could this be? How could this be? We don't know. But we are told. But their eyes were kept from recognizing him. Jesus walked with them and asked them what they had been talking about. And they looked at him sadly before asking him how he could not know the happenings of the past few days concerning Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus was a prophet of word and deed. He was handed over to the leaders and they crucified him. Jesus had been their hope. They hoped that he would be the one to redeem Israel. Now, this morning, 3 days later, some of their women had been at the tomb and reported visions of angels who said Jesus was alive. After joining the two as they walked, Jesus chastised them for being slow to believe the prophets. Then he asked if it were not necessary that the Christ should suffer and die, thus entering into his glory, as the scriptures say. Then he began teaching these two disciples. He taught them from the time of Moses and then through the prophets about what they had said about the coming Messiah. He taught them all these things about himself. Yet, the two Emmaus disciples did not have a light bulb moment. The two disciples still don't recognize Jesus. Make a note in your notebook somewhere. It is really hard to recognize Jesus on your own. So, they kept on walking and talking, and they neared Emmaus, Jesus acted as if he would go on further, but the two disciples urged him to stay because daylight was running out. It was almost dark. So Jesus went in with them to stay the night. Like most travelers who reached their destination, they were hungry. So probably the very first thing that they did was to eat. And when the table was set, things changed. Whereas the host, that is, whoever's house they were in, usually said thanks and blessed and broke the bread. Instead, Jesus acted as the host. He took the bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to them. And the scriptures tell us that when Jesus gave them the bread, they recognized him finally. And as soon as the two disciples recognized Jesus, he vanished. He vanished. Then the two disciples discussed how Jesus had taught them. They discussed how their hearts burned within them while Jesus opened up their minds and the scriptures concerning him. They were so excited that even though it was nighttime, after they realized that the risen Jesus had been with them, they walked the 7 miles back to Jerusalem in the dark to tell the 11 disciples what had happened. 7 miles in the dark. And when they met with the 11, the two were told that Jesus appeared to Simon Peter that very same day. Then the two Emmaus disciples shared with the others the story of what happened to them on the road to Emmaus. And they shared that they did not recognize Jesus until he began the breaking of the bread. And though Jesus taught them at length about Moses and the prophets and what the scriptures said about him, they still didn't recognize him. For you see, look back at your notebook, it is really hard to recognize Jesus on your own. The response to the third article of the Creed is spot on. I believe that I cannot, by my own reason or strength, believe in my Lord Jesus Christ or come to him. It was not until Jesus broke the bread that the two disciples recognized him as the risen Christ. After Jesus' resurrection and before his ascension 40 days later, he was seen at various times. Always his purpose in appearing was to create and strengthen faith in those who saw him. Whether he was at the tomb with Mary, with Simon Peter, with the two Emmaus disciples, with Simon and the disciples on the seashore for breakfast, or showing the disciples his physicality after the resurrection by letting them touch the scars in his hand and body, or by eating fish with them. Jesus was always about the task of creating and sustaining faith in him as their Savior. You've heard his teaching this morning. He used my tongue to teach and speak, but the words were his. He has taught us about himself this morning in the scriptures. His appearing and disappearing have shown us that he is God. He has shown us his humanity as he broke bread with the Emmaus disciples and ate and walked and talked with them. Jesus himself has drawn near to us, like he did to the two disciples walking to Emmaus. He has taught us about himself. He has listened to our testimony about him this morning in the Creed, in our prayers, in our lives, as he listened to the two Emmaus disciples' testimony about him on that first Easter late afternoon. Make no mistake about it, Jesus is also the host at this table when we celebrate his supper. He is preparing to break the bread, to distribute the bread and wine. He will use my tongue to say his words at his table. He will use my hands and the elders' hands to distribute the bread and wine. Whether you believe that Jesus celebrated the Lord's Supper with the Emmaus disciples or not, there is no denying that Jesus was the host at that table. So also Jesus is the host at this table, at this altar. He was also the host at the Last Supper on the night when he was betrayed. He told us, when two or more of you gather in my name, I'm with you. This is the Lord's table. This bread is his body. This wine is his blood. He comes to you to have table fellowship with you, to forgive your sins, to strengthen your faith, as he did with the Emmaus disciples, as he did with the 12 disciples the night when he was betrayed. You've been given a great gift. You've been given a great gift. You recognize him here for who he is, the God-man, God's Son, the Savior of the world, your Savior. He has given you a great gift. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in faith, Christ Jesus. Amen.